Hi, and thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. This is the Week in Review. Even though the team didn't play for the majority of last week, that didn't mean there weren't Marlins on a baseball diamond somewhere. We'll hear the week's highlights, get Don Mattingly's deep cogitations on the second half of the season, and Marcell Ozuna tells what it was like to play in San Diego at the All-Star Game. Dave Van Horn, Glenn Geffner, and Boomer Beck bring you the highlights. I'm Boomer Dangle. It's a pleasure to have you as always. And here we go. By now you've heard, and it'll be talked about for years to come, but Giancarlo Stanton on Monday won the home run derby.
1 for 1. Ah, 2 for 2. Giancarlo Stanton.
He totaled 61 home runs. If you laid them end to end, it would go more than 5 miles in San Diego. He won with ease. The home run call was courtesy of ESPN. In all 3 rounds of the home run derby, Giancarlo went through a period where he put 5 straight pitches into the seats. For those who have been watching, that's not dissimilar from what he did 2 weeks ago when he took 4 straight at-bats over the fence at Citi Field.
A line drive to left. Nobody in the outfield moving. It is a line drive home run that's up, up and away into the seats, well over top of that 370 marker. And for the second straight day, a 2-homer game for Giancarlo.
Then the very next night, 4 Marlins made their appearances in the All-Star Game, including center fielder Marcell Ozuna. Ozo got 2 trips to the plate, made the most of one, driving in just 1 of 2 National League runs. Jose Fernandez also wintered the game. He threw an inning and a third, allowed 1 earned run on 2 base hits, and struck out a batter. Oh, by the way, that strikeout came against Mike Trout. So Giancarlo went Yahtzee 61 times. Marcell Ozuna had an RBI single in San Diego. Both of those players are in the top 50 in National League RBIs. And in total, Miami has 4 players in the NL top 50 in runs batted in. 4 out of 50 players are from Miami. Only a few other teams, Colorado, St. Louis, Chicago, and Washington, have 4 players in the top 50 in RBIs in the league. After starting his first All-Star game, Marcell was asked if he had any nerves representing along with baseball's best.
It's a little, I get nervous a little bit, you know, the foreign, you know, the intro made me proud of my country, and my family was watching me, and all the fans I have, they was there. I was a little nervous, but after that, I say, go ahead, let's go play. It's a game we play every day, and it's like a game played.
6 games over at the break is superb, but President of Baseball Operations Mike Hill wouldn't settle for that. Neither would Mattingly, nor would the team.
I think the biggest thing that these guys are doing and that they believe is that we're good enough to win. And I think when you have that and then their goal is to accomplish that, then you get a collective effort of fighting. And that's really what you're looking for, is to get that whole attitude of, you know, we're fighting for something and we're fighting together. We're not just one guy fighting or the other guy fighting. It's, you know, the whole group's kind of fighting, and there's always a lot more energy in that.
Hill discussed what the team might be on the search for with the impending trade deadline.
This team can play better. I don't think we're clicking on all cylinders just yet. We need to, you know, to pitch better, to score more runs. You know, I think we've been one of the league leaders in batting average, but in terms of scoring runs, we can do a better job at that. You know, as we look at this club, you know, we're continually looking at ways that we can upgrade the roster and help us win more games.
The trade deadline every year comes at the very end of July, but since July 31st is a Sunday, the deadline actually becomes the afternoon of August 1st this season. That same week, the Marlins have another personnel scenario to discuss, and that's D. Gordon's return. He comes back July 28th, and Mattingly has started to put his thoughts together for when the second baseman comes back.
This, in a sense, if we were looking at it like a rehab, 10 games is not a lot of games to be ready to play if you've been out for 3 months. And so I think the main thing is try to get him ready, make sure he's ready to play. So what we're trying to get done in Jupiter and things like that with setting up pitching and things like that, and then being able to try to polish that off in 10 days, that's a challenge all in itself. So that's our number one goal, is to get him ready. And then from there, we just figure out the best way to kind of get him
put him back and being part of the club. Obviously, we're a lot better. You know, we're a team. He gives us a dimension that we don't really have a ton of as far as a guy that can create runs on his own. You know, what he does at second base and things like that. So, but along with that is Derek Dietrich, who's having a good year for us, and also knowing that he can't play in the playoffs. So how do we blend that mix together, keep going where we want to go, get to where we want to go, things we have to balance as we move forward.
And after the All-Star game, we enjoyed a few days off. It wasn't until Friday that the Marlins took action again and played in St. Louis against the Cardinals. Before Friday's game, Don Mattingly assessed the second half and the 74 ball games remaining. He also laid some goals for the team.
Let's play well for us. I mean, you know, we're pretty confident with our guys. If we can swing the bats the way we've been swinging them and really kind of taking it, we need to take that next step as far as being able to score and, you know, better with men's scoring position and things like that. You know, I think our starters have been kind of underrated from the standpoint of they've kept us in a lot of games. They've given us a chance. And our bullpen's been good. So I think for us, it's just play well. We feel like we can play with anybody. We just have to play well. We've also found out that we can get beat by anybody. So, you know, I think we just have to play well. If we play up to our capabilities, then I think we're going to feel good about it.
Even with four home runs coming from St. Louis bats, the Marlins came back, not once.
Up the middle, and it's through into center field. We've got a tie game. We've got a lead for the Marlins. The throw goes to third. Stanton safe and alertly. Ozuna goes into second base. What a big play that was.
But twice to secure the victory.
On the radio, 2-2 pitch. Rojas bouncing ball to third. Past the dive of Peralta into left field. Ozuna stumbles around third, coming home anyway. The throw's up the line. He's going to score to give the Marlins the lead. Rojas into second base. It's 7-6 in the ninth.
And A.J. Ramos came on for his 28th save of the year.
A.J. trying to lock it down. Two on, two outs. The 1-2 to Adams. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the Marlins get a big-time win in St. Louis.
Recovering the lead on two separate occasions, the Marlins won Friday night 7-6. In Game 2 of the weekend set, though, Adam Wainwright took the mound. And Wainwright cut right through the Marlins lineup.
Good clean game for St. Louis. Pitcher Giancarlo bouncing ball past the mound to his right. Wong, he's got it. Throws to first. Adam Wainwright has gone all the way with a three-hit shutout to even this series.
The win was number 130 for Wainwright. This is his 11th Major League season, all with St. Louis. He's a 20-game winner in 2014, and he's led the league in wins on two occasions. Over the course of a 162-game season, there are some games you lose that you should win. There are some games that you win, which you should lose. Mattingly says Friday night could have gone either way. It's not necessarily one you steal from another team, but those are the ones that even out the tough losses when you look at the season as a whole.
Well, it's always good to do it, I think. But I don't know if that changes our confidence. When you win some games like that, it definitely gives you the feel of just winning big games, you know, and big important games, you feel like. And that just kind of energizes you. It's hard to measure. I know we talk about stuff like that, but it's hard to measure what one game does unless you come out and kind of sustain it over a course of time.
On Sunday, the Marlins trailed in St. Louis again, but Jeff Mathis strode to the plate and showed some gumption with two outs in the inning.
To the plate. Here we bunts at third base side. Good bunt. Pick up. No throw. He got an RBI with a bunt single. Good play by Jeff Mathis. And in to score is Giancarlo Stanton. The Marlins have tied the ball game.
Then Christian Yelich brought two runners home with an RBI single, but St. Louis battled back to tie the game at 3 in the sixth. The next half inning, Giancarlo knocked his 14th double of the year.
There's a drive right center field. That ball's hit well, and it's not going to be caught. Going to the wall in center field. Around third, they may have a play at the plate. Here comes Yelich. He's safe. Down to third goes Stanton. He's in there. And the Marlins have taken the lead 4-3.
And Miami held on from there. It was save number 29 for A.J. Ramos. And Miami wins the series in St. Louis. We'll see those same Cardinals again next weekend. As we stand right now, Miami took 2 of 3 in St. Louis. They've won 5 of 6 in total. And they're 7 games over 500 for the second time. That's the high water mark on the season. Now four games in Philadelphia before they come home for a 10-game homestand. The underlying plot is that Miami's in a stretch right now where they play 20 games in 20 days to finish out July. We'll go through the Philadelphia series and the Mets series at home before we look forward to another Philly series at Marlins Park and see the Cardinals again, as this chunk of the schedule palindromes from St. Louis to Philly to New York to Philly to St. Louis again. We'll have the highlights for you and sound from the Marlins Clubhouse on the Marlins Radio Network.